All right, we got Diablo on here today. Okay, first off, how you doing? And you've been posted up in Miami all through COVID?
Nah, just for that week, you know, we had to pop out. All the homies went out to, like, just party and just, you know, so I went to see my family and then just the homies and stuff.
Dope. Yeah, I mean, everybody was out there friggin' the TikTok, YouTube fight and all this other crazy stuff going on.
That's what I went to originally for the fight, you know, to see Bryce fight. You know, he lost, so... You know, still lit fight. You know, some of the other homies won. It was dope.
Yeah, everybody I was rooting for a loss, so that was fun.
No, it was crazy.
Okay, so give me the story. What? Where were you exactly when this fucking clip happened that ended up going viral?
So it was like a couple of days ago, right? And like, it was after like some other party, and everybody's like, all right, let's go to this like high key clout house, right? It was like a house party in Miami that's like just an event house, you know? So I go there, there's mad homies, you know, we all chilling. And then I'm like DJing for a little bit. And then I get off and then I go upstairs where it's like the VIP area, I get some food and I see Pump there. I'm like, oh, bet. Cause he was like performing, right? And I was like, when I heard he was performing, I'm like, no, I don't think he was performing this, but he was upstairs. So I go over there and I'm like, I see him with like 10 security guards, like 10 mad people with him. And I'm like, with two girls. I'm like, all right, y'all wait here. I go up to the security guard and he lets Brandon, one of his homies, like one of his entourage homies, know. He's like, yo, Diablo's here. And then that's when it was like kind of like a setup for it, right? He's like, all right, bet. Takes like 5-10 seconds. And then he's like, yeah, come here. And then I walk up to him and immediately I like kind of saw someone holding a phone. I kind of knew what was up, but I don't really care, you know, at this point. Like, and so he's like, yo, blah, 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 like talking to me. I'm like, yo, trying to clear the air, because if we go back to it, it's like we weren't really getting along already for like five. We haven't talked for like 5 months. And the whole reason that this argument started is because there was just like a big miscommunication with me and his in-house producer, CB Mix.
Oh, really? You know? Yeah, yeah, so I know CB.
They asked me, Pump is like, we're working on Lil Pump too. They're like, yo, can you please send us the files for like the project, right? Send me all these songs. I sent them like 20 songs. I sent CB the files. I don't know if he ever got back to Pump. Pump's blowing me up like, yo, send me these files, please. Like, send me these songs. I'm like, yo, I send it to him. Like, who else do you want me to send it to? I sent it to somebody else on his team. I said this one more time and then he keeps blowing me up. This time he's like talking to me crazy. He's like, yo, you don't send me these songs. Like, these are my fucking songs. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, bro, you're talking crazy to me for no reason. I send him a voice note. I'm like, don't talk to me crazy, bro. Like, I'm not like one of your yes men entourage, like whatever, right? I don't talk to him for like 2-3 months. And then when I came up to him, he's like, why? And that this is why I wanted to go on live, to clear the air of what was said, because motherfuckers be talking mad shit, like saying like, oh, he said this, he said that. He said, why did you send me that voice note? And then he's like slapped me basically. And then I looked at him. I'm like, you really just did this for like the clout. Like, you know, your mans is recording. Like, you really just did this for the clout. And then he's like, and then walked away. And that's pretty much it.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, because as soon as I saw it, I was like, you could tell the person who's filming it was filming it from within the booth area that he was in or whatever. So it felt like a total setup.
Oh, it was for the clout, bro. And it's kind of hilarious. Like, you know, it's funny. It's nothing I wouldn't expect from him. It's just something that, like, I'm like, I thought he would, like, kind of just grow from. If he really wanted to talk to me about it, like, he could call me. He could see me. Like, we know where we each other live. It's like, it's just kind of like whatever to me, you know?
Because, I mean, you were on tour with Pump for how long? Like, at least a year, right?
Yeah, bro. I mean, we hung out. It started, we were hung out all the time. And then kind of just in the last 2 years, I would see him like once or twice a month. I would come over, work on beats with him, work on his, like, album. And then I would leave for, like, that time, you know? I kind of always wanted, like, around the last couple of years, I started separating myself from just kind of, like, that energy. Because I wanted to... I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, I wanted to be my own person, and that lifestyle just was not for me.
What lifestyle?
Just like the rapper lifestyle, like going out all the time, like partying, doing this and that. Like, I'm 4 months sober. Like, I don't like to smoke weed all day, you know? Like,
wow, that's dope. Congrats.
Thank you, bro.
That's dope. Yeah, I mean, I still smoke, but I'm off everything else for the past couple of years, and it's been best decision I ever made.
Yeah. But really, all this is just really, I think, goes down to miscommunication with, like, CB Mix. Like, I don't know if he has like problems with me, but like, bro, I'm like, you would think if you really care about someone who you're making music for, that you would communicate with the producers to make sure that all his stuff is there. You know, I called this man at least 10, 30 times, no text backs. Like, what else was I supposed to do? You know?
Yeah. That's like so crazy. Cause all right. So you felt disrespected, but then when you sent the voicemail, were you talking crazy on the voicemail or was it anything where you thought that he would have that kind of reaction, or was that kind of energy just a complete surprise to you?
It was a surprise to me because I was just telling him, like, yo, like, I did this. What more could you want? And I like, that's it. Like, and him taking it the wrong way is just him, like, being him. Like, that was Lil Pump. That's not Ghazi. Like, it was just him showing out, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't talked to Pump in a while, and I always kind of wonder, like, you know, because it's like I kind of saw him go from, like, a regular kid to, like, a huge rap superstar. And now I kind of wonder, like, where he's at right now in terms of, like, because I feel like, I don't know, like, doing something like that to somebody that has shown him so much love over the years just seems kind of like, I don't know. I hate when I see the homies, like, get successful and then they kind of treat their day ones weird as a result.
I just think, like, life is short. And, like, I don't think you need to step on other people to grow, you know? And right. I wish the best for him. Like, I have, this is no beef for me because I don't feel no type of way against him. Like, I went out that night, got on the yacht, two yachts with like 30 hoes. Like, I'm chilling, man. Like, I'm living life. Like,
whose yacht? Who's paying for the yacht?
We're all paying for the yacht. Me and FaZe Banks and the homie Sam Tarobi. You know, we lit out here, bro. Stop playing with us.
Bro, I swear to God, I guess if I was hanging out with FaZe Banks, maybe I'd have to chip in on the yacht too. But God damn it, why does everybody have yacht money all of a sudden?
Nah, you know, we lit. We gotta have it. We having it when we out in Miami, you know?
We having it. All right. But that's fucked up though, man. Now I'm starting to feel like a piece of shit because I don't have a yacht. Anyway, what else have you been working on? And do you feel like that situation, before we say what else you've been working on, do you feel like that situation to you, it's done. You're not going to approach it. You're not going to try to make it better. But would you accept an apology?
I really, like, I'm not looking for an apology. Like, I already know Ghazi. Like, whatever he did for that reason. He wanted to record it. He wanted to put it out. That's cool. Like, I'm living, like I said, like, I'm past it. Like, I'm chilling. I'm working on music, working on, like, my stuff. Like, I'm not looking for anything to... I'm not trying to, like, make amends. Like, I have love for him always. If he ever came back to me, like, yo, I'm sorry, like, I need, like, beats, like, let's work, I'd be, like, right there for him. I'm always going to be there for him because I know he's 5 years younger than me, you know? Like, I've known that kid since he was 15.
Yeah, I just don't really understand the purpose of recording it because I don't really feel like anybody watched that clip and was like, that was badass.
You got him. Like, you got him.
Even the people who don't know you, like, obviously I'm going to feel a certain way because I know you, but even the people who don't know you, it just didn't really, like, if I had that clip of me doing that to somebody, I'd probably be like, yeah, no, we're not going to put that out.
No. I guess I just wanted to do it for the cloud or whatever. I mean, you know, guys, you know, he's like a very theatrical person. Like, it is what
he's
it
good
is.
At this. He's good at going viral.
But I feel no type of way. Like, I hope he finds his peace, you know, like, I'm, you know.
Are you cool with all those records that you did for him still going on the album?
I don't care. Like, to be honest, I don't know. They hit me about it. You know, it might be, I don't know. It's up to him, bro. We've been working on the album for like 2 years. So at this point, like, I don't care. I don't care what happens. Like, I don't care what goes on. Like I said, I work on a ton of other people's album now. Like, I have my solo music and that's all that's really focused to me.
For sure. Yeah. So who else have you been working with in terms of music and stuff? I remember for a while you were fucking with Lil Xan and stuff. Is there anything else, any other artists that you work with lately?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, Xan is just like my brother and someone who struggles with like a lot. And so I'm always there for him when he wants to put out new music or anything, you know, like that's one of my brothers. I put him on a Spanish record. It did great. Like, I work with a lot of Latin artists. My last song with Kea did 10 million on YouTube. Like, working with 7K and another Spanish artist. You know,
oh, yeah, yeah. I saw you with him.
I worked with 24K, Ian Dior, and Kid Laroi all the same year before they all blew up. And so it's incredible to see, like, what, like, great music these young kids can do and, like, how humble they are and how focused they are on their music, man.
Definitely. No, that's good to hear. I mean, you've got a lot of contribution to give, so I'm glad to hear you working with all these different people.
No doubt.
Okay, anything else we should look out for? Anything that's coming down the pipeline that we need to know about?
You know, just more Spanish, Latin music, more all genre music, you know. I got a lot of stuff with Diplo coming out too. That's my big brother. So just stay tuned for more music. I got clothes dropping all the time, foolishcold.com.
Okay.
.com. Stop playing with us.
Bro, when I come to Miami, you got to show me what that yacht life is about. I've still never been on a yacht. I'm starting to feel broke.
Nah, you there, bro. You know we got you.
Hey, I appreciate you, Diablo. Much love, man.
Thanks for having me, Adam. Be easy.
Gang shit. Chrome hearts all day. Let's go.
No cap.